Chapter 2. The Rebellion. 3 nights later, old Major died. It was early March, and for 3 months the animals worked to get ready for the rebellion. Everyone agreed that the pigs were the most intelligent animals, so they taught the other animals. The two most important pigs were Napoleon, a black pig, and a white pig called Snowball. Napoleon was quiet and thought a lot, and some of the animals were a little afraid of him. Snowball talked more, but the animals did not like him as much. One of the younger pigs, Squealer, talked a lot and explained difficult ideas very well. "Squealer could turn black to white," the other animals said. Napoleon, Snowball and Squealer taught the other animals more about old Major's ideas. They called these ideas animalism, and the other animals had a lot of questions.
"Who will feed us when Mr. Jones isn't there?" they said, and "Why are we learning about the rebellion now? We'll be dead before it happens."
Molly asked the most stupid question.
"Will there be sugar after the rebellion?"
"No," said Snowball. "We can't make sugar here. You don't need sugar. You'll eat better food after the rebellion."
"And can I wear my beautiful ribbons after the rebellion?"
"No," said Snowball. "Those ribbons show that you're a slave. It's more important to be free than to wear ribbons."
Molly agreed, but she did not look very happy. The two other horses, Boxer and Clover, were very interested in animalism, and they learned a lot from the pigs. They went to every meeting, and they talked to the other animals about all the new ideas. The rebellion was a surprise, and it came suddenly. One Saturday in June, Mr. Jones went out in the evening and drank a lot. He did not come home until the middle of the day on Sunday. Mr. Jones's men were not there. They were at their homes, and the animals waited for their food. But when he got home, Mr. Jones went into the house and slept in an armchair in the living room. By evening, the animals were very hungry, so one of the cows kicked open the door of the food shed and the animals began to eat. The noise woke Mr. Jones up. He called his men from their homes, and after a few minutes, he and his men ran to the food shed. They had whips in their hands. When they saw the men with whips, the animals were very angry. They attacked the men, kicking them and pushing them. The men were soon running up the road and out of the farm gate with the animals behind them. When Mrs. Jones saw the men running, she left the house by the back door and followed them. The animals were surprised and happy. They made a big fire and found all the whips, knives and chains on the farm and threw them onto it. Snowball threw on the horses' ribbons too.
"Ribbons," he said, "are clothes, and animals must not wear clothes."
Napoleon took the animals back to the food shed and gave them all more food. Then they all went to bed and slept very well. The next morning, the animals went into the farmhouse and visited every room. In the kitchen, there were some bottles of beer, and Boxer kicked and broke them. They all agreed that no animals could ever live in the house. Then they all went to the farm gate. The pigs were learning to read and write. Snowball was the best at writing, and he took some paint and wrote a new name on the gate: Animal Farm. Back at the barn, Snowball started to write the 7 commandments of animalism on the wall. These commandments were for all the animals on Animal Farm, and he wrote them in very big letters. The 7 commandments. 1. Anything on 2 legs is an enemy. 2. Anything on 4 legs or with wings is a friend. 3. Animals must not wear clothes. 4. Animals must not sleep in a bed. 5. Animals must not drink alcohol. 6. Animals must not kill other animals. 7. All animals are equal. "Now," said Napoleon, "we must start the harvest, and we must do it quicker and better than Mr. Jones and his men did." But first, there was a problem. Usually somebody milked the cows every morning and evening, but the cows were still waiting. Somebody needed to milk them quickly. The pigs did their best, and in a few minutes they had a lot of milk.
"What shall we do with the milk?"
someone asked.
"Mr. Jones sometimes puts some in our food," said one of the chickens.
"Don't worry about the milk now," Napoleon said. "We need to get the harvest in. Come on, everybody. Let's start work." The animals went out into the field to start the harvest. When they came back in the evening, the milk was not there.